Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 477 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question from Casey, but before we get to Casey's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor for this episode, which is AWeber. AWeber.com is an email service provider that I've used since the beginning, and I still use it on a number of my websites too, and it's helped me build an email list of over 140,000 people. And it's just incredible because it's very easy to use. Their customer service is great. Plus, they have live chat, which I've used plenty of times when things just, I need help with something. Their live chat feature and customer service is really a standout feature amongst a lot of the other email service providers out there. And plus, they integrate with a lot of other third-party tools too, like Lead Pages, which I'm an advisor for, and a lot of other helpful tools to help you build your email list faster and have higher conversion rates on your website. So if you want to check it out and try it out for 30 days for free, head on over to aweber.com/askpat. That's AWEBER.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Casey.
Hi, Pat. This is Casey from ministerstoolbox.com. And first of all, I just wanted to say I really appreciate your show. It's just a great encouragement. And keep up the good work. One of the challenges I'm having as a new podcaster is when I do podcast, I'm finding that the sound of the inhales and using this great ATR microphone that you recommend, the sound is so good that it picks up on every inhale and every nuance of my voice. And I'm just wondering if you found a way to deal with that. One of the things I've done is try to edit those things out after I've done a show. But when you edit it out, it really changes the cadence of your speaking. So I know this is kind of one of those really nerdy technical type questions, but wondered if you could offer any help. Thanks. Have a great day and keep up the good work.
Hey, what's up, Casey? How are you? Thank you so much for the question today. I'm happy to help out because, you know, I'm a podcaster too, and this is something I struggled with in the beginning. Now, in the beginning, my very first podcast episode, this was back in July of 2010. I remember thinking the same thing. I could listen to and hear all my inhales. And of course, it gets annoying once you tell somebody to listen to them, you just hear them all the time, right? It's one of those things. But it's actually not something I pay close attention to. I just ended up saying, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to move forward with it. And nobody's ever said anything about, oh, I could hear you breathing. And nobody's ever said anything about it at all. However, there are some certain things you can do to decrease that if it is a problem. And, you know, the ATR 2100 microphone is great. My Heil PR40 is fantastic too. And it does pick up those things. However, there are some tools that you can use to reduce that sound or even completely eliminate it without having to edit. Because you're absolutely right. And I did this. When you edit those things out, it totally just doesn't sound natural. Because when you're having a natural conversation, people take a breath every once in a while. And so that's, again, a reason why I think it's okay. But like I said, you can reduce that sound if it's too much in a couple of ways. One is to make sure that you have some sort of cover or pop filter for your microphone. That pop filter is going to help you reduce the P sounds and to make sure that you aren't going redline when you do P's or anything like that. And it also helps reduce a lot of those kind of sounds that you don't want in your show, like breathing. The foam ones work really well. I have one that almost looks like a couple grates, like foam screens. if you will, that line up my microphone. Either one works. And so you could check that out and see if it works for you. Another thing you can use is something called a preamp, which is sort of like an enhancer for your voice. So your microphone feeds into this preamp, and the preamp runs your voice and that signal through a number of different filters and whatnot, and then it just spits out. The output becomes whatever it is you set it to be based on a number of different knobs. I'm not going to get into the very specifics of it, but the one that I use is called a DBX 286S microphone preamp. And I purchased this back in March, and it has made a dramatic change in terms of my sound overall, not just the inhales and things like that, but just the tone of my voice. It sounds a lot more radio than it did before. It was a little bit muffled for a while there. A lot of you even commented about that. But when I switched to the DBX 286S microphone preamp processor, which runs about $200 on Amazon, you'll need some cords to go along with it too. It has worked out very, very well. You will need to connect your microphone through an XLR cable. So if you're using an ATR2100 via USB, you might want to convert that to XLR, which there's a connection for that on the bottom of the microphone too. You plug that into your DBX, you set the knobs. There's a video on YouTube that you can check out by the guys over at Music Radio Creative. Mike over there created a video that just shows you the optimal settings for all those things. And it allows you to only share your voice, and that's it. It takes away the background noise. It takes away a lot of those things. And you know, once your voice gets to a certain level, it begins to actually process that, and everything else just gets not, it doesn't go through. That's the totally lame, non-technical way of sharing it, but that's how I know. And I'm not a super technical geek in that way. I'm not like Cliff Ravenscraft or some of these other guys who use all these amazing tools to help enhance your voice. This is just a tool that I've picked up earlier this year that's been working out really well in terms of enhancing the overall sound that comes out and gets put into the podcast. So again, one more time, that is by the company called D as in dog, DBX 286S microphone preamp processor. So you can check that out, and I look forward to hearing your sound afterwards. So I hope this helps you out, Casey, because I know sound is very important, obviously, for a podcast, and it sounds like you're going to be doing this in a serious manner because you are caring about the quality of your sound, which is great. And it also saves a lot of time because you don't have to edit, and you don't break up the cadence of your voice. So thank you so much for the question, Casey. I really appreciate it. Best of luck to you and your podcast. And I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you once again. My assistant, Jessica, will contact you in the next couple of weeks to get you access to a form to fill out so we can send that to you, no matter where you're at. So thanks for that. And thank you to everybody else who's been asking questions on askpat.com. If you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is aweber.com, a company that's been treating me very well since the beginning in terms of helping me build my email list and making it very easy to do so. You know, there's obviously a lot of other things that go along with it. There's one thing to put an opt-in form on your website. The other thing is to actually help incentivize people to do that. But AWeber is definitely one of the top most used email service providers out there, and I'm very, very happy to recommend them too. I've used them on a number of different websites that I have right now. So go ahead and check it out for free for 30 days by going to aweber.com/askpat. Again, that's aweber.com/askpat. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote from another shark. I had a shark on yesterday, Kevin O'Leary, but this shark is Mark Cuban. I'm referencing the show Shark Tank, which is one of my favorite shows on TV. And Mark Cuban said, "Sweat equity is the most valuable equity there is. Know your business and industry better than anyone else in the world. Love what you do or don't do it." I love what I do, and I love you guys too. Thanks so much. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.